Now we come to the fourth chakra, and here begins the field and power of art. This is the chakra at the level of the heart, and it has a very curious name. It's called Anahata. And this term, translated, fully translated, means the sound that is not made by two things striking together. Now, all the sounds that we hear in this world of time and space are made by two things striking together. My voice is made by the air striking against the larynx cords, the vocal cords. Every sound that we hear is made by two things striking together. What then would be the sound that is made not by two things striking together? This is the sound of the energy, the divine energy, of which the universe itself is a manifestation. Sometimes when you walk past a great power station, a great dynamo, you hear a buzz, just the vibration of electricity in the air. This electricity, or you might say, the sound of the neutrons and protons of the atom, the sound of the energy of the world as the primary sound of which all things are manifestations. This is the sound that is not made by two things striking together. And it is compared to the syllable Om. Now, this sacred syllable Om, which is repeated in all of the prayers of India, is composed of four sounds. One is A, second is U, Au, and the third is M. What's the fourth sound? Come to that. Ah, when you pronounce ah, the mouth is open and the sound is at the back of the throat. Ooh, the sound and the air mass moves forward and fills the mouth. Mm, it closes at the lips. When properly pronounced, you have made all the sounds that the vowels contain. So that Om, properly pronounced, contains all the sounds of all the words. Therefore, all words are inflections of Om, just as all things are inflections of the divine totality. Language, words. Words are related to Om, as things are related to the divine energy that is the source of all things. So Om represents the coming into being and going out of being of things. Well, there's a greater development on the syllable Om, but this will hold us for the present. Now, what is the fourth syllable in the three-syllable word Om? It is the silence that's there before and after Om is pronounced. That's the totality now. The silence, that is to say, non-being, and Om, which is being. And neither exists without the other. They are mutually interrelated. So this word, when thought about, contains in itself all the mysteries of the world. However, when you say Om, this is made by two things striking together. So it's not the sound, it's not made by two things striking together. However, pronouncing Om, repeating it, you may move your mind toward the point where it will hear the sound that is not made by two things striking together. And once that sound is heard, it will be heard in all things. Listen to the sound of the city. Listen to the sound of the icebox. Listen to any sounds without personifying them and defining them, and you will hear Om. When Om has been heard, since it is the very sound of your own heart and being, you are enchanted by it. You are stilled by it. And you hear it everywhere. So there's no need looking anywhere anymore. What you seek is here. It's within all things. It can be heard within all things. This is the level of the chakra of the heart. Now, briefly, what is art? Art is an arrangement of forms so that they will show. That divine presence which is in all things, through themselves. The radiance of art, the fascination of art, is the radiance and fascination of self-recognition in other. And that self is not the self of ego, not the one I who is seen, but it is that inhabiting self which inhabits all things according to the Orient philosophy. It is that self which in sound is Om. All music is Om, and all things are God. Oriental art, then, is the showing of the divinity of things that you are looking at. And that divinity is not, from the Oriental standpoint, the unique, but the general. Consequently, an art which arranges things so that you hear the Om through the individual is an art which accords with the spirit of the philosophy that lies behind it.